Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. I'm looking out my office window at the glorious, beautiful spring day that is upon us. And after the rains and the snows, the grass has greened up. It is so beautiful against the yellow sprays of the forsythia bushes. All of my flowering trees are in bloom. The weeping cherries, which is the gorgeous pinks and the whites of the flowering fruit trees. And so it is a magnificent time here. I hope it is the same wherever you are, because we have been given this day. And let us all rejoice in this gift that we all share. The right and the ability to be happy, to be joyous, to follow the spiritual path, and to help all those that we are able to help. Today, I wanted to share something with you because it was an extraordinary healing for me on many levels, and perhaps you can receive something from this. I was, in effect, clearing the physical from some of the past things that have happened in my past lifetimes. And I had gone through the death experience. And I wanted to tell you what that was like, what life was like on the other side, how the soul looks upon the body at death. So I'm a little ahead of my story. I'm going to start from the beginning, but if you feel that you want to call in, the number here is 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S., and if you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. You can call in for perhaps a connection with one of your angels, one of your guides. Or if you have a question that you want me to go to the center of the cosmos and look it up in your Akashic record, we will do that. There is a book that has been given to me that's called, I named it Chaos Before Creation, A Cosmic Fire Dance. And this can be found at www.carolynevers.com. And we have 13 masters have come and discussed different aspects of healing. One of the things that have been or has been revealed to me, not only by the masters in that book, but others that I have channeled at one time or another, is that in our past lifetimes, there have been events that were so fearful to us that was a tragedy of some sort. And at that moment in death, there was so much trauma surrounding it that the cells of the body remembered. That is what all this is about, clearing away the past. I think most of the people who are listening to my voice right now are aware on some level that the cells in our body has consciousness. They literally converse with one another. There is a language of intelligence between all the cells in your physical body. It's why our thoughts and our attitudes are so important, is because the cells in our body is actually hearing our mental processes. And they don't argue with us. They accept it as truth. And so in the past, as we experienced life in these many different lifetimes, the past has been difficult for many of us. There has been periods of great wars, of sacrifices, of armies pitting themselves against one another. You know, if you study anything about history, it's one of the things that you are very much aware of, is that It seems like the history on this planet, some culture was persecuting another culture, killing them for whatever reasons. And there were just like massacres on top of massacres. Those who had were attacked by those who wanted what they had. And so the history on this planet's been very tumultuous, to say the least. And we have lived through all of those times. And in living through those times, when we experienced this, the body was the same then as it is now. Our thoughts, our cares, our joys, whether we were thinking of something beautiful or we were thinking of something that was very traumatic, the body heard, it listened. And if you died at a moment that was very traumatic for you, there is a possibility that there was energy that became stuck in that body, in the energy field surrounding the body at that time. Now, you might say, well, that was then, and now's now. Well, that would be interesting if it worked that way, but when we advance to a higher location, meaning vibratory location, and that's what death is. When we die, we're actually passing over to a higher vibratory rate than when we are living in the physical. Now, there is a rule, so to speak. We can't talk. We have a call, and I'm glad to listen to the question, and we'll move on with this information after we take this caller. And your name?
It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
My question is, I seem to have a lot of dreams and stuff about my mom, and they're pretty turbulent. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what our agreement has been, so I can see what it is I need to learn, so I can move past this and do some clearing on it.
Dreams?
Yeah.
Edgar Casey said one time about dreams that a lot of our dreams has to do with food that we eat. Now, that might not be the situation in your case, but I just thought I'd throw it out to you and those who are listening that sometimes a turbulent dream has to do with we're eating improperly.
Okay, I'll take a look at that as to when they happen and what I've eaten the day before.
I did want to pursue what you're talking about because there is something else to discuss. The emotion that one feels when they wake up, and sometimes you wake up in the middle of a dream, sometimes you wake up the next morning, you're not in the middle of the dream, but you remember the dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to acknowledge and to explore, well, how does that make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because the emotion that is connected with that dream is something that is important.
Okay.
Because sometimes you'll have a chasing dream and you wake up and there is not an emotion of terror,
right,
or fear. So that's a second thing to look at. And what a lot of people tell individuals to do is to keep a dream journal. Now, dream journals are very important. And I'll tell you why, is because if it's a really important dream, many times the whole substance of the dream cannot be downloaded to you at one time. It might take three dreams to get the whole concept to you. Because it is like, okay, your higher mind or your guides are trying to alert you to a situation, maybe your guardian angel is, and so they are inspiring you. They're trying to get information to you. And maybe you haven't listened to them on a conscious level. And spirit tells us that what a dream is, it's the back door to our consciousness because we're not able to face something in the front door. So they give us a dream, and they have to use images. They have to use something that we're familiar with. And so this concept might not be able to be discussed in one dream, might take three dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So when you record something, it's like part one, part two, part three. One part by itself doesn't mean anything to you until you get all three parts together, and then you start to see this story that is forming.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done that myself now, and have gotten answers this way. Something else to look at is what you are going through during the time of the dream. For instance, I had some very turbulent dreams. What the issue was at the time is I was going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And these dreams had to do with the divorce. And I realized that. So when what I had done is I had taken a sheet of paper and I had, in other words, on one side I had put down what was the challenge of the day. Well, the challenge of the day was my divorce. Then on the other side, I listed sort of like the story of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
The first two didn't make sense to me. But when I got to the third dream and I looked at all three dreams and then put them together next to the fact that I was in the midst of this divorce, it made perfect sense. It made a beautiful picture, so I understood completely the message that was given to me.
Okay.
This, I think, is a good way to analyze dreams. Now, what I will do, Rebecca, is if you want me to, I will see if the cherubim have anything, any other information that they can give you with regards to your mother. Do you feel that you have some... Now, is your mom living or deceased?
Oh, she's living.
She's living.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you feel like you have some unfinished business with her of some sort?
Yeah.
I just knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it also comes up in my waking time as well. Stuff can get triggered by somebody else, which I know ties into my mom. So it's not only in the dream state.
Oh, so you've got to see, this is really something going on. What I would do in your case, I will see if I can find out some more information for you, but what I would do in your case is put this on a piece of paper for yourself. You've got too much going on. You know there is something going on with your mom that you have to resolve. You've got dreams. You've got something in the waking state. And you're right. This is a very clear message that's coming to you that you really need to pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you're very wise in doing this because mm-hmm. you don't want to carry over any obligations either in the next lifetime or during this process of ascension. It's good to finish, to tie up all of these loose ends, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're wise in doing this. Let me see if I can find out something for you that might be of some assistance, Rebecca. So give me a second, if you would. Let me connect because we're busy chatting away and I've got to get into a meditative state
okay.
to get to this information. I laugh because oh, these angels are so beautiful and there is so much joy and there is just so much beauty about them that I can never connect to them and not have that joy kind of trickle over to myself. They are just so beautiful, and they're standing there with what appears to be a book. It is your record,
uh-huh.
though in actuality it's not a true book in the sense of pulling a book off a shelf. It's,
right.
it's more of a circular, energetic, vibrational grouping of all of your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you know this, Rebecca. This is not new news. And I think you really do know that this is not the first lifetime that you've had with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree or disagree with
oh,
that?
Oh, no, I would agree. There's too much of a charge there.
See, you recognize that. That's beautiful. And that is one way that you know that this is something that is being carried over from the past when there is an emotional charge with something. And this, in essence, is what you are intending to do right now is to turn that charge, like you're turning the button off on the electricity in a room. You want to be able to neutralize that charge so that charge is not there and that there is harmony now between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they are pointing to is, yes, this is not just one lifetime. This is several. And the two of you have cycled around one another, not just in a mother-daughter relationship, but you have switched positions. In other words, there were times when she was your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
There were times when the two of you were sisters. There was even a time when you were a brother and a sister. There was a time
uh-huh.
when the two of you were two knights together. Who served a, well, they weren't exactly a king, but he would have been treated like a king. He would have been like a minor king, a noble, who owned land.
Mm-hmm.
This was during the time of the Middle Ages, and you were two knights. I'm not going to tell you which it doesn't matter here. One, you might say, was envious of the other, felt that the king offered more praise, more acknowledgement, seemed to be the gifted one, and there was one that was envious of the other.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Instead of working through that envy and being able to, how shall I say, rather than rising above that, the individual succumbed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a moment of what they thought was desperation, the other knight died, not exactly at the hands of the one knight, but the knight could have saved the other and chose not to. And
okay.
So there was an obligation there. Here was a comrade that allowed the other comrade to die and never forgave himself for it.
Mm-hmm.
Then went into the next lifetime with a feeling of this obligation. Not only was there a feeling of an obligation, but there was a feeling of a self-loathing, lack of self-worth. So there were several emotional conflicts going on at this time over this relationship. And so it was one of the reasons why these two souls were coming back with one another was to resolve this.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue apparently has not been resolved. It has now taken on other characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the issue now, and let us see what they might suggest, the issue now is how to diffuse this.
Okay.
Not you, but the other person involved does not seem to be willing to diffuse this at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, would you agree with that?
Yeah, and this is what you talked about, the scenario, which is played out in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So I know which person... which night that you were talking about.
The thing to do now, and the only thing that you can do, is to send forgiveness, love, to send the pink energy, not to the mother, but to the soul.
Okay, talk at that level.
Huh?
Talk at the soul level.
Yes, you have to talk at the soul level. You talk to the soul level, you offer your forgiveness, you offer your love. If the time comes that she will accept that, she will connect to it and accept that. But this will diffuse your obligation.
Okay.
In other words, in these situations, you have an obligation to give and you have an obligation to receive. If the one will not accept that obligation of receiving,
mm-hmm.
the other can dispense with their obligation by offering what was necessary.
And okay, their part. Okay.
Yes. So this is how you can do your part.
Okay.
And then they are also offering the advice, do you protect yourself with white light?
Oh, do I? Not on a regular basis, unless I'm doing some sort of internal work, like maybe with somebody else, they put the white light around me, but not usually aside from that.
They're suggesting that you do a little bit more of that.
Okay.
They are not suggesting that you have anything to fear, but they are suggesting that you do this so that you can help keep your own emotional balance.
Uh-huh.
So you send this to her soul, you put white light around you for your own balance, and then you imagine yourself connected to the earth to help with the balance.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you think we took care of this?
Yeah. One of the things I missed, though, because the dogs had started barking, was I came into this lifetime with, what were the two things? One of them that was like guilt or shame or...
No, that isn't exactly what we said, unless we're misunderstanding.
No, I can't remember. I was...
Okay. The event occurred back in the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Yes.
So when these two knights died,
mm-hmm.
that situation was not resolved.
Right.
Now, when they went into the second life, now they're not talking about this life because there's been several lifetimes between these two individuals.
Okay.
And so when they come into the second lifetime, there was one who was not willing to forgive. And because they were not willing to forgive, you see, that sets up somewhat of a self-hatred.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's the self-hatred.
So there was lack of forgiveness. There was a self-hatred. And you see, coming from that also, now we're talking about on a soul level, is guilt.
Okay.
And so over the years, so these two souls have been playing out all of these different parts
okay.
to finally come to the situation where they're going to resolve this, because it's like being escalated.
Yeah, and I just don't want to do it anymore.
Isn't that beautiful that you have decided, oh, I'm out of here, don't want to do it anymore. Well, this is how you can get your release.
And then just one other question tying into this, with the self-hate, by doing the pink energy and, you know, sending that out there to break this cycle, that's where the self-love will come in, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can never go wrong with love.
And I see, and then that in turn, for me, raises my self-love and, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is that love. And actually, this, what the cherubim are suggesting is true in every relationship where a person feels that there's something going on, they don't quite understand what it is,
mm-hmm.
they don't have the answer, they can always send that higher part of that individual, the higher mind,
mm-hmm.
that energy. The higher mind knows when the soul is ready to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have given it, couched it in those terms, I suspect that at this moment, perhaps your mother's not ready to accept it.
Mm-mm. No. No. Well, great. I really, really appreciate this. And I just wanted to point out, you know, where when there's too much pain involved on my side is a indication that there needs to be the pink energy sent to this other person's higher soul.
Yes, and because you don't want to suffer anymore. You are finished with the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to suffer with this anymore. In other words, as far as you're concerned, you have healed the problem.
Right.
If the other person does not wish to be a part of the healing, that is their choice. But your choice is you want to finish it. You are offering the love. You are saying the sort of things when you send the pink light and the love. I'm sorry for anything that I have done to you that has harmed you in any way, in thought, in deed, in action. And, you know, you want the same return. So in other words, it might even be a good idea to sit down and kind of write a little thing about your forgiveness. You're asking her for forgiveness, and you're offering your forgiveness. So you're recognizing the fact that each are forgiving the other, and you're sending the love, and do it in such a way that This is the end of your obligation.
Oh, great.
In other words, it's like you have fulfilled your contract now. You came here to forgive, to forget, to ask for forgiveness. This is what you are doing. And, you know, if you need some help and direction with that, then I would suggest that you contact your guardian angel and make sure you've got all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, because this is the time to put the baggage down.
Right.
You don't need to carry that suitcase around anymore.
Oh, yeah, and it's heavy.
Well, bless you, Rebecca.
Well, bless you, and thank you so much for explaining the process. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Oh, and I want to say happy Earth Day. Today is Earth Day.
It is, and thank you, yes.
And Mother one day, Earth. Every day will be Earth Day, so thank you so much.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we were telling a story when Rebecca called, and what that story was is how in our past lifetimes, when we have died, the cells in our body remembered the trauma. They were like shaken. They were living through every emotion that we were living through. And the more traumatic the emotions that we were living through, the more traumatic it affected the cells in our body. And so at the moment of death, that might not have been cleared. Now, when you go to the other side, you're not allowed to take any kind of imperfection with you that might have been on this side. And so those negative feelings of perhaps hate, of perhaps terror, of perhaps fear, these can't be taken. And so they stay on this plane. Then they are formed in a seed that when we come the next time and we are reborn into this lifetime, the seed enters our physical biology, and it sort of like opens up. It becomes involved with our DNA. It goes through the blood system. It is triggered for us to clear at a later time. Now, if you think of just that one process, and you think of all the times that we have been on this planet, all of our lifetimes, you can think, wow, this might mean we have an awful lot to clear. And yes, we do. Kuan Yin, who sits on the karmic board, has declared that in this lifetime that we will have the ability to clear all of this past trauma and all the things from the past in this lifetime so that we will be ready for ascension. This is a great dispensation. It is one of the reasons why I have two healing shows every other Saturday with Caroline Allen and on the Wednesdays with Charlene, because what we are attempting to do is to help people clear these things from their own physical bodies and also from their DNA, from their lineage. And this is what we are working on, a very great service to humanity, in the sense that sometimes we are not able to clear this ourselves. And so what happens when these seeds finally get triggered by some reason, we will feel pain of some sort. And I thought I had pulled a muscle, and I was so in such pain, my hip, my leg, my stomach, all on the left side, I couldn't move, couldn't sleep. And I found out working with another energy worker, because I couldn't clear this myself. I was trying to. And the pain, I have to say, was excruciating. Working with this other energy worker, what came forth, and actually I should have realized this but didn't at the time, this was the residue from a past lifetime that I was reliving so that I could clear it. And I wanted to tell you about this particular incident, because as you see, as I was seeing this, as I was working with this other energy worker, I was literally seeing all of these scenes Now, that might not necessarily happen to you. You don't have to see this. Working with an energy worker, they can work along with you and clear this so that you do not have to watch this. But I'm the lucky one. I suspect I put my hand up and said, oh, okay, I'll do this. I'll remember everything so I can tell other people about it. Well, sometimes you get what you wish for, huh? And that is what happened to me. And I wanted to tell you this story because I found it very fascinating. I then could see the difference between how a soul feels or how you feel when you are in the biology of the physical and how you feel about all this when you cross over to the other side. So we have another caller, and your name?
Hi, Carolyn. This is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. What can we do for you?
I've been listening to your program about the seed.
About what?
I've been listening to your program about the seed and about...
Oh, the seed, yes.
The seed.
Yes.
And the last few days, I've been feeling this very strong feeling that in one of my past lives, that I did something very horrible that caused death to other people. And as a result, I'm not forgiving myself. And it's almost like I have a death wish.
You know, you have, Jeanette, it's very fascinating to me that you are aware of all of this because this is exactly how it works. And I congratulate you in being aware of the process. First of all, let's start at the beginning. We look upon deeds that we have done, and it's so easy to say, oh my goodness, that was so terrible. We are judging it, okay? Let's say, for instance, you were involved with someone dying, maybe more than one, maybe a group. Maybe you felt at the time that this was your fault, that it all happened. And so, first of all, you're looking at the event with a greater understanding than you had at that time. That's the first thing that you have to recognize. The second thing that I think that we all have to recognize is we have all played different parts of the play, so to speak. We haven't all done loving things. We haven't all done what we would say bad things. We have explored each side of the fence, so to speak. And in that exploration, we have learned. Let's say a person who was very hateful maybe lived a life in hatred, couldn't accept themselves, couldn't accept someone else. They might come back knowing and understanding how very important it is to be of love and to love one another. In other words, they learned a lesson. They learned it the hard way. I'm sure if you have children, you know what I'm saying. If you don't have children, you've seen other children, how they might operate. They learn the hard way. And so that, I think, Jeanette, is the first thing that you have to understand. We've all played these roles. You played a role. It was part of the tapestry of life. I know it's hard to understand and perhaps even accept this. It is part of the tapestry of life. The light and the dark, it is what makes the image on the tree of life. It is what we have learned by. Have you ever in your life, this life, done something, Jeanette, and after you did it, you regretted doing it?
Oh, definitely.
We all have done that.
Definitely.
Yeah, and you have you ever said to yourself, well, you know, this comes up again, I'm not going to do that again.
Yes, and sometimes I have found myself doing it.
Well, see, that is in this lifetime. We might come to that conclusion. And it's hard to understand what history was like back in the days when there were no morals, so to speak, where there was just power and control, and you had power and control, or else perhaps you starved. It was a very cruel life. And many, I mean, there were very few times in history, if you study any history, there were very few times when people were content, where they even had enough to eat. I mean, we hear about some of the excesses, you know, the Roman nobility, you know, the wealthy of Rome, they had plenty. That was an excess. But for the most of the world, through most of history, it was this high period, this low period, starvation or aggression. And so perhaps this is true, that in the past you played some role where you were responsible, where you were responsible for something that you are judging now as being terrible. But let me say this to you, Jeanette, and to anybody out there who is listening to my voice. You, when your soul was made, and I'm directing your attention to this, there were particles that came from Source that was actually brought forth on the creation table. What is your soul is actually particles of the Supreme Being. And because of this, you are precious, as I am precious, as everyone is precious. It is why the angels love us so much, because we carry within us particles of the Source of all. So that is the first thing I want to tell you, Jeanette. That is why you should love yourself, because that is all that love, that Source is love. And yes, you have to forgive yourself. So tell me, Jeanette, how do you think you can forgive yourself? Let's talk about that a little.
Well, I actually, you know, tried with my archangel.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, let's just take the sword of love and let's just put it in my crown chakra.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Instantly, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, archangel love, you know, because the feeling's been very, very strong lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I am trying to, I am embracing it in love.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I feel that feeling of sadness.
Okay, let me tell you this. This is the time we have had new energies come to this planet. If you've been listening to anything that I've been giving
out
from mm-hmm. Archangel Michael about the Eye of Isis and the spray from the supernova, that might be new information to you. But
no, I've been listening to all of it.
Okay, so you know that what is happening with that is all of this past is coming up for us to resolve it. Now, I can't take, because we are over the half hour, it's going to be very difficult for me to take the time now and walk you through this. But can you call in to my show on Wednesday at Cosmic Connections?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. We'll have Charlene McNeil on, and she can go into your DNA and clear this, and she can do this very quickly. She's one of these energy workers who can clear that energy. And so if you will do that, see, I can go through a process with you and help you on another level, but she will go in and work with your DNA and she actually works with God, works with the God force, and will go in and watch as God does this. So call Cosmic Connections and let us get to the bottom of this and remove it.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. And I will call.
Yes, please do. Thank you, Jeanette.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So before Jeanette called, we were in the process of talking about one of my lifetimes that I had to clear. And the reason I wanted to tell you about this is not that I necessarily wanted to talk about one of my lifetimes, but I wanted to talk about an insight that I had as to how the soul feels when it is not in the body. We are so attached to the physical that this is all we see. You know, we're working with these emotions. We're feeling the emotions, and we're identifying with them. We're identifying with our ego. But then when we cross over to the other side, we're no longer identifying with that ego. We are now in spirit, and there is a completely different picture. And this is what I really wanted to, the reason I wanted to talk about this past life clearing, because I was thrown into the ring, into the Colosseum, with a lot of the early Christians, and they allowed, I wouldn't say allowed, they put the hungry lions in the Colosseum to kill us. And I was there with my twin flame, who is my son in this lifetime, who was Flavius during the time with Julia that I have written about. And he was, again, a Roman soldier, and the two of us were Christians. It was during the very beginning of the persecution of the Christians, and so we were in the ring with many Christians, and there were many lions there, and the terror of that was just overwhelming, of course, and to be eaten alive by a lion is very traumatic, to say the least, and all of what I was feeling, where the pain was, and the indigestion problems that I had was because of this lifetime. And so it was quite fascinating to me to in 1 second when I was living to be going through all of the terror of what was happening, the jeering of the people in the stands, the soldiers who had put us there, who had arrested us. There were many who respected us because of this attitude that the early Christians had when they were being led into the ring, when they were being held captive. And so there were many of the soldiers who took note, who couldn't believe the way we had accepted that whole situation. And so at the time, I mean, there was hatred, there was fear, there, all of the emotions that you can imagine that were there. And then there was the moment of death. And my twin flame and myself, we were released from the physical. And I could see myself, the two of us actually standing there, looking down upon the bodies, not only of our bodies, but of all of the other Christians who had been killed or who were in the process of dying. And there was a complete difference. There was not any of these emotions. It was like we walked through a fog. On one side of the fog was all of the sadness, all of the trauma, all of these emotions. And the next thing you know, you have awakened in a land where there wasn't this fog. And there was a detachment, actually. And surprisingly, there was this sense of love. There, we were in spirit, and it was just like somebody had turned off a light switch. From being in one area to being in another. And we looked at the scene and we felt this great compassion for everything that was going on. And I'll tell you the rest of this because I do think this is fascinating too. We had entwined one another, so it looked like DNA. We went up out of the earth. We passed through the earth, through the planetary system. We went through Arcturus, and then we journeyed all the way back to Source in the center of the cosmos. And We were there, then we became two again. We, instead of being entwined, we kind of came apart from one another to report again that that attempt to bring enlightenment to the world, because this was Source who had intended to bring enlightenment to the world, we were reporting that this attempt had failed. We had come, my son and I, in so many different times when there was an attempt by the spirit world to bring this entire world back up to a higher level of vibration. So there were golden ages, and all of these golden ages that we were walking through, in essence, failed. Not completely, but because there was some successes, but for the most part, they failed in the final result. Interestingly, so we rested there for a while, and then when we came back for the next lifetime, we came down together and we approached Earth. Now, I'm looking out my window today and it is so beautiful. You know, the green, as I told you earlier in the show, and the flowers, and it is just beautiful. It's a beautiful spring day. And I love Earth. It is so beautiful. But when you come down from the higher levels and you start to approach Earth, and you start to pick up the vibratory rate of everything in its entirety, it appears very dark. It appears compacted. The denseness, it is very compacted and dark compared to the higher levels. And so I tell you this because there are many out there who hear my voice who are on the same rescue mission. And this is the time of the great rescue mission again, another golden age where souls can be led to the higher levels, where we know that Earth itself, no matter what humanity does, Earth is going to ascend. She is going to move into the higher dimensions because this is her time. And, of course, all of this darkness and this falling down from the higher level of vibration occurred in Atlantis. It was not intended to be this way. And so time and time again, there have been people coming here who have been working on this rescue mission. So there were a couple reasons why I wanted to tell you the story. First of all, that in spirit, things are so different from the emotions that we go through when we go through our everyday lives. Once you pass through that doorway, there is such happiness, there is such bliss. And we forget that sometimes. We are on a temporary little journey, so to speak, and we don't see that other side. And unless you have experienced it somehow in a vision or in a clearing like I'm talking about, you don't see it. And so that's why I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you this because sometimes we become discouraged. Sometimes we think we can't get out of this. And this time we will. And this rescue mission is not going to fail. And for those of you who hear my voice, who feel maybe you are a part of that rescue mission, I say this also so that you can awaken to your own mission. And if it is something that you feel that you want guidance in, feel free to ask for a reading from the cherubim on your mission that you can find at www.carolynevers.com. So the second, kind of like another reason I wanted to tell this story is because even with myself, that I have been through so many of these clearings, when you have pain like I had in my hip and my side, I wasn't thinking of, oh, this is something I've got to clear from a past life. What I was thinking is, oh my golly, how in the world did I pull the muscle like this in the swimming pool that I do this swimming? So that is another reminder that if you have situations where you have symptoms in the physical that seem to be painful, that are not going away, that seem to be more involved than what you can figure out, give us a call at our two healing programs, and perhaps we can be of assistance to you in some fashion. I am not saying not to go see a medical doctor. That is the furthest thing from my mind. I am just saying that once these things start out, it might be a spiritual clearing. If you think it's beyond that, please go see a medical doctor. We're not suggesting that you not. We're just suggesting that here is something that you could at least give some thought to. And to read more about some of these things with healing, these thoughts from the different masters, Chaos Before Creation, A Cosmic Fire Dance, is something that could give you a lot of really interesting information. And so, my friends, we do have time for another caller. If someone chooses to call, our number here is 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it is 888-810-8322. For the last 10 minutes, if we don't have a caller, what I would like to talk about a little bit more, and I know some of the listeners who listen to the show are familiar with the conference calls that we have been doing with Archangel Michael. There is or was a supernova that exploded in our in the cosmos 200,000 years ago, and the remnants, you know, it was so far away that the light from that explosion didn't reach our planet until 1987, which is a remarkable thing when you stop and think about it. Light traveling through space, that something can happen 200,000 years ago and we're just seeing it in 1987. Well, that is what the supernova 1987A is. And this is, according to what Archangel Michael tells me, is the energy that we are feeling is coming from the spray of this supernova. And the planning of that, he put a name to it, the mechanism to bring that here, he calls the Eye of Isis. And it is an energy portal that revolves around the cosmos. So it takes a very long time to get to a location, but every place in the cosmos will receive some sort of energetic information to help elevate that particular part of the cosmos. And the Eye of Isis takes so long because the cosmos is so large. He says that the last time that the Eye of Isis was here was in the very early beginning cooling stages on the planet Earth. And there wasn't humanity living there at that time. And so, in essence, even though the Eye of Isis was here once before, this is the first time it has come that humanity is living here. And so we had a conference call in February that connected all of us to each other, that made the foundation. And so the 3 months where the most of this spray is coming, according to Archangel Michael, is March, April, and May. And so March, we had conference calls which cleared the physical. And two of those conference calls is in the archives with BBS Radio. And then the month of April, those energies were such that the chakras were being rewired to the electrical system in the body, the meridians to the chakras. And the reason for this is simply because the cells were turning to crystalline at one time. Most of that work has been done now. This message that Pope John Paul gave us for our conference call for April, you can find in Archangel Michael's blog, or you can find it in the spiritual notebook. It explains how this energy is working in the physical. We've had several rounds of conference calls for the month of April. I will be planning another one in this last week. And if any of you wish to participate, give me a call at Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com. Let me know that this is something you are interested in. I'm probably going to present this only one more time. And I have to say that the three that we have done has been utterly spectacular. And then I never know what area they're going to be working on next until they send me the message. They tell me to basically enjoy the journey. So we're enjoying the journey. We'll find out next month what we're going to be working on. But I have to tell you, the chakra work that they have done, connecting the crystalline cells to the chakras along with the meridians and going up through the crown chakra, those in spirit who have come to assist this has been quite extraordinary. So we are getting up to the end of the hour, my friends. We might have something real quick that we can work with. 877-876-5227. And if you feel that you didn't want to call in for whatever reason, my next show is going to be Wednesday, Cosmic Connections, and you might want to listen to that. Charlene McNeil is my co-host on that show. We have done some incredible work. The Saturday after that, Caroline Allen will be on The Messenger with me, and both of these ladies are remarkable healers. Tune in. If nothing else, tune in, and perhaps you would be prompted to call in. And so I am leaving you today, my friends, in love, in light, in joy. I've got a picture now. Archangel Michael just popped in. He is so incredible. And when I said joy, he is showing me a picture of himself dancing in joy. He just loves to dance in joy. And so for all of you, my heart goes out to you. The best for the rest of the day and the rest of your life. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.